السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
Let's get into the tea.
You already know the vibes. We outside every day, all night. We can't lie to you, my God. Fi di love fi mi life. Lola kai wow kai man fi. I don't know.
You said Willow, you said
well,
Rasta,
right, you know, my name got to switch it up again. So,
I'm weak.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. No.
We hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode. It was short, but I felt like the point got across.
And, you know, make sure you remember we're getting these ads.
Yeah.
Make sure you listen to these ads. Haranga muli, derenga wanga, ambu eke pozu nunanya kwamba derenga na.
No, don't pause. You actually have to listen to it.
No, nti anga, like misala, your headphones, you put it off. Nabugantoronga.
Right.
Because malakono English hindi. For those who speak sala ule, you know what I mean. Malakono English hindi. Mingana ke ko English hindi. Tina, why azu nukut ke niga ke boy maka. Umalekenga. Magayet. So, ketanke.
Anyways,
anna mulin taundi.
We do not subscribe to anything he's saying, guys. So please.
Yeah. So just you know,
yeah. Help a brother, help a sister out, and listen to those ads because we are monetized.
Inshallah.
And if you guys want more content and more frequent episodes, this is only gonna help us get there.
Yes, because with this happening, with more ads. Means more moolah, inshallah.
I mean, we didn't get moolah. We got $0.
But soon, inshallah, who knows? This podcast might blow up. Somebody might be like, yo, Biaki, you know, the stories you've been telling, we want to make a movie out of it. Mm-hmm. And then I could become a millionaire. Yeah. Three M, don't forget.
Right. That's the goal. And when you're listening to us, you know, just say Allahumma barik.
Allahumma barik, inshallah.
Which means for the non-Muslims, like you make and pray for them, like Allah blesses them. It protects this person or these people from evil eye.
Inshallah.
So make sure you are doing that.
Inshallah.
Make sure you are saying Allahumma barik to protect us in our marriage. If you are despising on our marriage, we do not need you to listen to us at all.
Oh, you on that timing today, right
on
now?
On that timing, bro. Evil eye is real, bro.
Sure, man. I love protect us from that.
Mm-hmm. I was watching another podcast with some lady. Literally, she was a therapist or something like that. And her whole thing was, not a therapist, but she was in like the psychology field, something like that.
Okay.
Her whole thing was going on, like her mainstream income was on social media.
Okay, yeah.
And she had to stop because evil eye.
Ah,
like she had to, like she literally went to like imam, they did ruqya and stuff like that.
Subhanallah.
Like she would get into fights with her husband. She would get like you know facial like scarring.
Hey,
her evil. Somebody's like you know people and or don't intentionally want evil eye for you, but because they don't say Allahumma barik or like wish good on you, you yeah. know it causes evil eye. So she eventually had to let go of that Instagram account.
Please, people, don't be haters. We are just
nah,
enjoying
but
each other.
You don't even know you being a hater sometimes. That's why it's just good to say Allahumma barik.
Yeah, you don't know you're a hater. That's crazy.
Babe, what do they say? You can inflict evil eye amongst yourself.
Yeah, I could evil
Babe,
eye myself.
Please stop saying you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know I can inflict it on myself.
You can inflict it on yourself. Seriously, wallah.
So I can hate on myself.
It's not hating on yourself, baby. You know when, like, for example, say
yeah, you're... Yeah, because you gotta elaborate that, because we think
for example,
has
never,
to do with
no,
hate.
Now it's hating. No.
Okay.
Say your beauty is a lot, right? You constantly going to look at yourself in the mirror, admiring yourself. You have to be careful.
So I gotta stop looking in the mirror?
I'm not saying, you know, I'm not a Islamic mufti or sheikh or
no,
whatever.
No, but what you understand from it, that's
I'm just
what we
saying that,
know.
But I don't want to say too much because I don't know anything.
Yeah, we're not scholars. We
right,
just
but
you
just
know,
in general,
we learn
even
things
when,
and we try to
prevent evil eye from coming to you, you say mashallah.
Mashallah, and from to yourself and Allahumma barik to someone else.
You didn't know this for real?
I knew the Allahumma barik part. Like, that's
you didn't know
do.
That you could put evil
no,
eye on
I didn't
yourself?
Know that.
Yeah, bro. Even your mom could put evil eye on you, bro.
Oh no, Zabillah. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's good to know
but,
these stuff.
Yes, Allahumma barik is a thing that we should always have on our tongue, pretty much.
Yeah, even for our kids, you say Allahumma barik.
Yeah,
they're your kids. You don't want them, nothing to happen to them. But to protect them, you go to extra strength, extra lengths.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. As y'all hear from our scholar.
I'm not a scholar, but I know. I literally
Mrs.
know
Binta.
Nothing.
You know, no. She just gave us some knowledge. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you and may Allah reward you because you actually just taught me something as well as I'm sure the many few that are listening. But now let's get back to the episode. My youth, you know, that was a quick lecture for you guys to understand the religion of Islam. But now we're going to talk about what we came here to talk
well,
about.
Calm down.
No, because this is a very exciting topic for the Mandem, you know. So we're gonna discuss a story of our travels.
A recent story,
Yes,
a
something that
recent
recently
travel.
happened. A recent travel, because y'all know the Mandem, we got stories for days.
Everywhere we go, there's an issue.
Now, everywhere we
Everywhere,
go, there's something that happens.
something. I don't know. It's making after this trip, it made me never ever want to do group trips again.
Allah. Well, alhamdulillah, you know, Allah's the best, right? So, you know, alhamdulillah, we planned to go to the motherland for the Gambia, my lord. You know, if it,
Gambia, West Africa, for those
West
who don't know.
Africa, right? If you don't know, you look in the map, you look at Senegal, that little line that's in between Senegal, that is for the Gambia. And
That's
no.
basically where our parents are from. We are from there too.
And you know where I'm from? I am from, you know it, Gambisara, Okwanda Gambisara. We gave birth to the Gambia, for the Gambisara, for me life. Me love the
You're
Gambisara.
mad extra, bro.
Yes, alhamdulillah,
Be
alhamdulillah.
careful. You know, being too prideful of where you come from is a thing too, right?
Hey, love.
Well, let me, I'm not even
That's another
lying.
evil eye.
Not, I never say evil eye.
Okay, I'm
Please
about to say,
don't.
I'm about
No,
to.
but to be too prideful of where you come from.
I'm not prideful. I'm just, alhamdulillah,
No,
I'm
bro. I
glad
can't
that
get the
Allah
best
made
of
me
all of
at
it.
G
The way you do it, subhanAllah,
listen, listen,
is
my
that you
love.
made that town.
Listen, I didn't make Gambisara, but I'm from the Gambisara.
Whatever.
Okay, Gambisara.
Okay, come on,
We gave
brother.
birth to
Let's
the
get into
Gambia.
the
No, you know, when I say
show.
the name, I have to say the full name.
Subhanallah.
I can't just
We
say
had
the
one
name.
job today to introduce to this episode, and we still are not
No,
introduced to
listen,
this.
this is what I told you. It's best you do the introduction
All right,
than
so let me
me.
go. Let me
No,
go.
I'm not done. I gotta
Yeah,
explain myself.
you're really dragging it.
No,
Not even
sweetheart.
all that.
Derinka, just Derinka, please, just give me 1 second, my love. I love you, but listen to me, please. When I say Gambisara, we have to say the full sentence.
Babe, you are dragging it right now. We are 7 minutes into this episode, and we have not said anything
I
regarding
did
the
say
story.
something.
All right, I'm gonna start the episode. I'm not coming across rude or anything, but I hope I'm not coming across rude. But Biagi gets off track a
Very,
lot.
I don't get off
Anyways,
track. I just get excited.
you know, and I'm that person that pulls us back in because we cannot.
Yeah,
We
because
have goals to
I
accomplish
would have
here,
gone so long about
and we're
talking about
still not
Gambisara.
talking about. All right, anyway, so in
Okwanda Gambisara.
February 2025, we decided to take a whole family trip to Gambia. Mainly, it was just me and my mom and
Your side
aunt,
of the family,
right?
pretty
'Cause my
much.
brother was getting
There
married.
you go. So the whole thingy was, her brother, alhamdulillah, was getting married, right? And she was like, babe, because I haven't, since I came here, I haven't went to Gambia.
And our goal in our family is to at least go on one family trip a
A
year.
year, inshallah. That's the goal. May Allah, Allahumma barik.
Facilitate it.
Yes, may Allah allow it to happen, right? That's the goal in life, you know. Yeah, so yeah, you can continue, sweetheart.
So you cut me off to be mad. So anyways, we decided
Just
to
to
go
repeat
February
what you said, right?
2025. We booked the tickets advance. Like, we booked the ticket 2024 summer. We was not playing.
Okay, let me clarify. Sorry, I have to clarify. She booked the tickets.
I'm saying me and my family's tickets were booked already
Yes.
because Biagi wasn't sure if he was coming.
Yeah, at first I
Originally,
was.
he wasn't even gonna come.
Yeah, at first I was just like, nah, because, you know, our son, alhamdulillah, was a kid, little, like very small.
No, either way, I wanted to take him. It was just
And I
you.
didn't want him to go, to be honest. Remember, that was the thing. I was like, nah, I could hold him while y'all go there.
It was
And
just for 2 weeks.
yes, it was just for 2 weeks. So that's why I was like, I can handle 2 weeks with the kid. I think I could do that. I'm pretty sure of
I
myself
mean,
on
if you
that.
can't handle 2 weeks with the kid, then
We
they're
got a
not your
problem.
father.
Yeah, I mean,
To be
like,
honest, let me stop.
no, you got a fact, because at the end of the day, you can't handle 2 weeks with your kid. It's crazy. As a man, especially a
I mean,
son,
it
not a
might be a
daughter.
struggle
A
because
daughter
you're
is a
not
little
the
bit,
primary caregiver, but you know.
well, a daughter is a little bit different, and it depends on how old the kid is. If the kid is a little bit bigger, suguni, which is
Breastfeeding.
breastfeeding, then I think that's a different story,
Yeah.
that the kid has to be with the mother because they breastfeed. But
Yeah.
if it's a kid who could eat and feed themselves pretty
And
much,
why did you
alhamdulillah,
say a
Allahumma
girl is
barik.
different?
What?
You said a girl is different.
A daughter?
Yeah.
I think a daughter really needs to be with the mom.
Excuse me, but for 2 weeks you can't take care of your
No,
daughter?
I could.
Okay, so don't, girl boy is not different.
But you know
Allah
me. No,
said,
listen, can I?
Alhamdulillah, say
Alhamdulillah.
thank God, Allah bless you with a boy
Okay,
first.
but can you
What
listen?
if it was a girl?
Hang on,
I didn't
hang
want
on,
to
hang on.
hear, oh, I can't take care of my girl for 2 weeks. That's still your child.
Get out of here. Can I talk, my love?
Nah, cause these African men really be trying
Don't do that. Don't do no African men stuff. Oh yeah, we're not gonna start that talk,
I know
right?
that men on here hate me.
And I know the sisters hate here don't like the man them himself, but get we speak the facts, you know. So you see, this is the thing with me. I just forgot what I was gonna say to you. What was I gonna
Okay, so
say?
let me just continue. You was gonna say something about raising a girl.
There you go. So I feel as though you see how I am with Ba. I'm like a father who likes to have fun, but I'm also aggressive.
So,
I will be scared to play with my daughter in those ways.
like again, like now, let me
Like
say it
with
again.
Ba, I feel like I'm training the kid.
Let me say it again.
Okay.
Let me repeat for you, because it's not the first time I've told you this. You are blessed Allah gave you a boy first. If Allah would have gave you a girl first, you would have figured it out. Like
Yeah,
everybody else figures it out.
100%.
I'm a woman, right? Do I pay with by the way you pay with him?
No, that's why I
Okay.
take that part. You get what I mean?
Right. So that means in the girl situation, we need a switch.
Yes, you will be doing
All
what
right.
I'm
So I don't
doing.
want to, it's not, oh, I have to be more rough with her. I can't handle her. Is she a stick? She's not gonna break. You
Okay.
just learn to be more gentle with her. You have met, first of all, I'm surprised you're saying this when most of your siblings are girls. How many girl siblings you got? You got more girl siblings than boys.
Girl, why are you airing my business out like that?
Nah, 'cause
Cause
I'm really about to
you,
expose
yes, I have more sisters than brothers, 100%. But that's all my sisters.
How many
I used to
sisters
treat
you
them
got?
like
How many
boys.
sisters you got?
Huh?
How many? Five? Six?
Hey, la ilaha illallah. We're not gonna
Five?
spread my mom. Come on,
Babe,
sweetheart.
just say how many sisters you got. Nobody's gonna go and buy this fine family tree, bro. How many sisters you got?
Alhamdulillah,
Five.
Allah bless us with my mom with five daughters.
And you only have two brothers. So
Okay.
let's be for real. Like, you're gonna have to learn. You think Allah's gonna continue blessing you with boys?
Inshallah, I'm not saying that.
So that's why I say you must learn. Now, one thing about
Okay.
me, you're not finna hit me with them African mindsets, the mindsets our fathers had from the 18th century. Nah, we're not doing that. You have kids, you must learn how to raise both boy and girl. Yeah.
Okay, champion, it's your
I don't
correct.
get to choose who I carry, a boy and girl. So you're not
La
gonna come
ilaha
sit here
illallah.
and tell me that you can't take care of this
I
gender.
didn't say I can't
No,
take
I know
care.
you didn't say that, but I'm just preparing you.
Okay, girl, you scaring me now. That's what you're doing. What I was
And it's
saying,
not just for you, it's for the brothers in the
La
back.
ilaha illallah. Okay, what I was saying, my love, is that for me, I feel as though it's easier for a man to raise a man, a boy, and a daughter, a girl, a wife, a mother to raise a daughter. Because at the end of the
Okay,
day,
at the end of the day, for two,
listen,
it don't matter. That's still your children. That's what I want y'all to stop thinking
we're not
about.
saying, we're
What
not,
about the men
man.
that Allah only blessed them with women?
Okay, mean that. I want to get that. I want to finish my story.
Point not valid.
No, my point is valid. It, for those who want to make it, this, my point is valid to the ones who want to accept my validity, whatever that means. But okay, for us daughter, I feel like the mother is the more important for a daughter than
Okay.
for a son.
Okay.
Not saying that the mother is not important for the son, but a father is way more important for a son
Okay, and that
in
might
my
be
eyes.
true, but what I'm you still not understanding my point. For 2 weeks you couldn't take care of your daughter?
No, I could take care. I'm not
Okay, so
saying
case closed.
no.
End of discussion. We don't need to talk further.
Okay, so that talk was for nothing. That debate for nothing.
Anyway, let's continue with the story. So we decided that okay, we're gonna book the tickets. I bought
You
the
first
tickets.
talk about how you and your family decided.
Yeah, we just it was all me, my it was everybody, my siblings, my mom, my grandma, except my dad. So we all bought the tickets in the summertime. We was good. We booked it with Brussels Airlines.
Yes.
This is key to remembering this story, Brussels Airlines.
Wow.
We booked it with Brussels, and alhamdulillah, it was a lot of money, but we got it. We figured it out. We help each other, we family.
Yes.
So then later on down the line, I'm getting excited for the trip, and I'm like, babe, you sure you don't want to come? This could be like our yearly family vacation. Just come, take 2 weeks off from your job. And yeah.
And then she was like, "Yeah, babe, like I think it would be a good idea. You haven't gone to Gambia since you came." I was like, "I'm not lying, you're
How
right."
many years has that been?
It was like about 7 years that since we
Right.
came from Africa that we came to America and we didn't step foot in Gambia. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Because, I started thinking because one, my mom's father, my grandfather, recently passed. So I'm like, you know what? I could go pray or make dua for him in his graveyard. Like, go see his gravesite. You get what I mean? So I think that's what mainly pushed me to, like, you know what? I should do this trip. And also, I haven't seen some of my other grandparents in a minute.
Yeah, people passed away since you've been there, you know?
Yeah, and then, you know, also because of that, you know. So it was a lot. Like, you know what? I'm like, you know, she got a valid point. I should just go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at my account. I'm like, okay, I got some type of money. Alhamdulillah. I can afford it. It's not like I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I might as well. And like you said, every year we try to travel at least once.
Now, let me tell you something. In mm-hmm. this life, make sure you prioritize your rest and your relaxation. Because we don't want to have it where you work and you can't even enjoy the money you're working.
Yeah,
you're getting.
That's a fact.
Job. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, you know what? You're right. I got vacation time. Might as well put it to use. And for a great purpose, it's going to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my thingy was I didn't want nobody in Africa to know. Because if you're African, Asarahule, or from our culture, we all know.
Nah,
when you tell people you're traveling.
I don't think it's just one in case.
Okay, well, African or
you
whatever.
You mean Caribbean people too, man. You
don't know. I don't know about their culture. I'm talking about our culture.
Mm-hmm.
For a fact, you know, when you tell people that you about to travel, somebody by the nigga about meeting. What's somebody in English?
Somebody's like, they're going to be like, oh, can you bring this for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, can you take this for me? Can you? It's over like, ma, I'm not having that. I don't want to take nobody's stuff with me. No offense, I was kind of being petty, but not really.
You're not being petty. You pay for your suitcase. And half the time, Africans sometimes don't think that you will have all your stuff and you would have to leave stuff behind just to take other people's stuff. And that's what I'm not doing.
Yeah, exactly. And I told my mom the same thing because she was like, no, it's just a... I said, Mom, if you tell people just so you know, I will leave their stuff at the airport. If my luggage, my stuff is going with me. Like, there's no way I'm going to take my stuff out for another person's happiness. No. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I guess that convinced my mom not to tell anybody. Okay, just the ones that's close. Like, the family that's pretty much around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She told them. But, and even the ones in Africa, I told them not to tell nobody
right.
that I'm coming.
They do some voodoo stuff and have that waiting for
one
you
One of them will be like, no, not even that. That's not what I'm
no,
talking
I'm not saying you have been jumped. That's what happens sometimes, man.
I mean, it's not. It was. I think I just want to surprise people because I like to do surprises.
Yeah.
I don't know why I have that tendency, but I enjoy surprises or surprising people. So I was like, yeah, don't tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? And I was actually surprised. My dad didn't tell anybody because my dad is quick to say, yo, Biagi is about to pull up. But he didn't say a word. Which is great, right?
Yeah,
like he kept that secret.
Yeah,
because I told him, don't tell anybody. But he was excited I was going, you know, so I could finally see his mom and dad that I haven't seen in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now I'm excited. You know, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go to Gambia.
It's February, you know, we're packing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pack so much because, you know, we're taking the baby with us. We got to make sure he has his food and everything.
Yeah.
In total, we had like 5 big suitcases, 2 carry-ons, and that's just us. And then plus my mom and them had like 10, bro.
No, they had like 13.
Right, good.
They had a lot of suitcases.
They had so much, bro.
I think it was actually, it was like 13 or more.
And
even.
Everything was included in the ticket.
Oh, the suitcases?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, because the it was a part of the thingy. But anyway, so alhamdulillah, now it's time to travel. You know, of course, I have to hit up one of my guys. We all know who he is. The man who always looks out for the man them. Mr. Silla.
No, Muhammad Silla didn't drive us.
He didn't drive us this time?
It was Thing this time.
Sumaraka?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, but shout out to Muhammad Silla. He always there for us.
Yeah, he always.
Sumaraka too.
Sumaraka, Muhammad Wage, if you listening, I appreciate you. I'm sorry. I thought it was Muhammad Silla.
This is basically his friend. Like, they always show up for us.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. When I hit them up, a lot of time they pull up for the
money. And I hope you can be there for them too.
Yeah, inshallah. Hey, brother, you know it. You need something? Just let me know. Hit me up, my youth. We got you. We can't lie to you. But yeah, so you know, now we, alhamdulillah, we got a ride and her parents got their ride. And then we get to the airport. So now we excited.
I was so happy. Oh my God.
You don't even know.
If you remember back to our Umrah trip, if you don't remember, something similar happened. So you need to go watch that. You need to go listen to that episode before you come here. So pause this and go listen to that episode.
Yeah. You heard that. Pause. We're going to take a quick pause so you can go look at that episode real quick, my lord. But anyways, so back to the story. So now we're at the airport. You know, Mohammed is always moving. My boy, don't stop.
Right, mind you, our flight was like for like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
We went to the airport at 10 a.m. And alhamdulillah, we did.
Alhamdulillah, we did that. But I ain't gonna lie, at first, when they were, she was saying, I'm looking at her like, are you okay? Why are we going that early?
I know that the airport, the anxiety airport give me. Mm-hmm. I just need everybody to have their boarding passes in their hand for me to be okay.
Yes. She was like, no, baby, I'll go early. I'm like, you moving like that? Because Africans is late to everything except when it comes to the airport.
Oh, that makes sense.
When it comes to the airport, they always like 3, 2, 4 hours early. They don't play about that.
I don't care if I got to walk around the whole airport. As long as I'm there mm-hmm. with my boarding pass, I'm good.
Yes. So, you know, now we get to the airport. Now we got to wait for our boarding pass area or whatnot.
No, we go to the airport. Now we're ready to get our boarding pass.
No, so we got to do the luggages.
Right.
They had to wrap up the luggages mm-hmm. and everything, which was bread.
Right, because we actually didn't want to know. Because, you know, like, sometimes when you go to African airlines, when you have connection flight, they be opening your suitcases sometime. And, yeah, we didn't want to do that. So we just wrapped it in that blue plastic, you know, tape
thing. Yeah, the blue thing. Yeah. And then they had, like, some stickers with their names on it.
Yeah,
that was good, though.
That was 13 suitcases. Like, what?
Yeah. Was it more than 13? No, I feel like it was more than 13.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, was it?
I mean, no, my mom and them was 13 and plus hours.
Yeah, so, like, in total, we had, like, almost 20 suitcases, yeah. I think, right? It was a lot of suitcases. I'm not gonna lie. That's mm-hmm. the most suitcases I've ever seen, to be honest.
Right.
You know, but the blessing of a kid is they have a special section for a person who has a kid with them, remember, for the suitcases, to do the check-in of the suitcase?
No, that's not here yet.
No, when we got to do the suitcase. Remember?
No, that's not what you're talking about.
The weight of the suitcase.
What that got to do with the kid?
Remember, the special section for kids. You forgot?
No, babe. The special section is when you're boarding the plane.
No, that was also one, but for the suitcase, you forgot.
Say it.
Yes, they have a special section for the suitcase to check. Instead of standing in that big line, we went to that line.
Yeah. So you got like an express.
Yeah, line. Express. Okay. There you go. For it, because you have a kid.
Yeah, well, Mohammed was clutch.
It was because I was against him going, but that moment, I'm like, oh, wow, this kid.
He helped us everywhere, but we didn't have to stand in lines for nothing.
Yeah, that's a blessing of a child.
So now let's go back to the question. Oh, sorry. That's a blessing of a child?
Yes. You said let's go back to the what?
The story.
I'm still on it.
No, but I'm going to take over now.
About the suitcase area?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Take over.
Okay, so basically,
that's how we communicate, brothers.
Now we're going to. Everybody has to give me their passport module. I'm first daughter syndrome. You take care of everything. Subhanallah.
Mm-hmm.
I take everybody's passport. I take my 3 siblings' passports, my mom, my grandma, my older brother's passport, Biagi, me, and my son's passport. Just me. Just little old
business. Yeah, here we go.
I honestly felt like I had the whole world on my back.
It was because I had to take care of Bob.
No, I'm not saying you wouldn't. Babe, first of all,
yeah,
this trip will show you.
Let's keep going.
Don't
keep
sit
going.
Up here and act like
don't ruin this train. Don't ruin. You're gonna spoil some stuff. Spoil anything.
Because he wants to sit here and act like, yeah, I could help you.
Yeah, can we not? Brother. We're gonna get to those.
Yeah. So now I got everybody's passport. Okay, no, we skipped the thing. The day before, Brussels canceled our flight, and I had to rebook everybody's flight.
Yes.
But usually, this is how you get to Gambia. Through Brussels. You go from the United States to Brussels, then Brussels to Gambia. But because Brussels, they were on strike, the workers were on strike,
yes.
We had to make another connection. Yeah. So now instead of two stops, instead of one stop, which was Brussels, and then we go straight to Gambia, we had to go from the United States to Germany, then to Brussels, then to Gambia. So now it's two stops instead of one.
Yes.
And my grandmother has a green card.
Yes.
And this is what messed it up. Yes. This is what we initially thought it messed it up. We went to the airport. I gave everybody's, you know, check-in. Everybody was good except my grandma. Because she has a green card and a African passport, she can't make two stops in two European countries. So it was either that, okay, say it didn't cancel our flight before, she would have been good.
Yeah,
because she would have just stopped at Brussels. That's one stop.
Okay.
But they don't allow her to stop at Germany, then Brussels.
It's always your grandmother.
With that passport, right? Like, come on, bro. We got to get rid of that passport.
We got to get rid of that Malian passport.
Damn, I didn't want to say the nationality. Oh.
Okay.
No, that's okay. But it's fine. But that was the issue. So we get there, and I made sure I did hers like one of the first ones because she every time she traveled with us, she always messes up the plans,
It's
bro.
always something
When we
to
went to
Islam.
Umrah, she couldn't go because she didn't have the visa, this and that.
It's always something.
And then basically we get there, he told me that she gonna need a visa for Germany. I'm like, but they literally canceled our flight last night. How are we gonna get a visa? And he was like, yeah, it's gonna take days. And I was like, is there no other option? Can she go on another flight, like Air Morocco or something? He said, yeah, you're right. Let's do Air
You
Morocco.
suggested Morocco?
No, I
What?
probably didn't
You
suggest that.
didn't suggest
But I
that,
said,
though.
is there no other way?
Yeah, you was
I
just
was
said
like, please, we
you
going
was
to a
just
wedding.
sad.
Is
Yeah,
there no other way?
she wanted to
And
cry. I'm
I was,
crazy.
and like when I'm in those moments, and my mom is asking me 50,000
Yeah, our
questions,
mom is also nervous.
and then Biagi's over here,
Play with
mom is
Ma.
running over there, and
Yep.
I'm like, I cannot, I need to be stress free and focused on what's the goal right now. So basically, the guy says, okay, no problem. She can go through Air Morocco. So basically, she's just gonna go to from the US to Morocco, which is part of Africa, which is good. And then it's a long layover, and then she goes to Gambia.
Yeah, it's like
But
a
my grandma can't do
sleepover
that by herself. They will
layover.
literally rob her in Morocco.
We will never find the grandmother again.
Right. So now the issue was we had to get somebody, a part of our party, to go with her.
Yeah, and her
So
brother volunteered.
he ain't volunteered. They try to make you go with her first, remember?
Did that make me
Yeah, and
go
I was like, uh-uh, not my husband.
Oh,
I'm gonna need somebody to help me on the plane with Muhammad.
okay,
Yeah, oh, they said me or something like that. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that because Muhammad's gonna have to go with me and stuff. It was just too much. I was like, my brother could go. It's your wedding. We here for you anyways.
He
So
could figure it
basically,
out.
right. So now they
Oh,
chant.
they wanted me to go because I speak more English or whatever, I think. Better, maybe. Oh, I'll
I
understand it
guess. I don't
easier.
know.
I think
Maybe,
that's why
yeah.
your mom wanted me to go because
Yeah.
you know, he'll understand it better.
So now, all right, we got that out the way. They rerouted my brother's flight
Yes.
and my grandma's flight. So actually, like they left before us to Morocco,
They
right? So they
left.
had to hurry up. They checked in their bags, and we were scared because Air Morocco is known for stealing people's luggages or opening their luggages and stuff like that. But alhamdulillah, like
We
at the
just
end of
wanted
the
to get to
story,
Africa at
right? We
this.
just at this point just get us on a plane, get us somewhere at this point. So alhamdulillah, we get all the stuff. Everybody's good. We figured it out. I'm like, okay, alhamdulillah. As long as no one has to go back home, like the Umrah trip before, we're fine.
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Right. So now we check in all the stuff, and like we went at 10 a.m. and you'll be surprised. We didn't even sit for like a good hour, and we boarded our plane to go to Brussels. I mean, to go to Germany, Frankfurt, Germany. Yeah, it didn't take that long because with all this going on, time
Yeah,
went
there was so
by.
much going on,
And I think
but
the flight was even pushed up a little bit more because it was like to another place.
Yeah, so now they gave us the boarding passes, and the first thing we asked, okay, are we
On
all
the same flight.
on the same flight or whatever? Yes, yeah, all on the same flight. No problem. All right, thank you.
And forget about even asking him. The day before when I was on the phone with the Brussels agent, I made sure, are we on the same flight? He said, yes. I said, because we're one big family. We cannot split up. He said, yes.
So he said yes. All right. So anyway, alhamdulillah, that's good. Now it's time to get on the plane. Or now it's time to board the plane. All right. Now we board the plane. I'm not gonna lie, I liked this plane because they had an upstairs and a
Yeah, it
downstairs.
was a big
Yeah, it
plane.
was big. Like the downstairs is like the bathroom area. So that's one thing I did like about that plane. Was it the Lithuania?
Yeah,
Something like that.
Lithuania.
I don't even know the name, but it started with
I'm
L.
saying it before Swinia.
Oh, Luther, sorry. Yeah, you heard that. I don't even think we say it right, but
I am Lithu whatever, you keep making mess
it's
up.
one of them Russian names or German names or whatever. So now, alhamdulillah,
We're on our way to Germany.
yes, we're on our way to Frankfurt. Exact. Frankfurt. It was Frankfurt. Germany is big.
I already said that. You got that from me. You didn't even remember the name till you
No,
tell me
well, I
it right
remember
now.
Frankfurt. I remember Frankfurt, bro. I watch soccer, love.
Okay, go, come on.
So I know about these Germany cities. So now we on the plane. It was a good thing Bida didn't want me to join the grandmother for her.
Mohammed did not want to sit down.
This kid did not want to sit down.
This, mind you, this time he could barely even walk.
He could stand, but he can't really walk. But the thing is, one thing I hate is because I always say when a person has a kid in the plane and the kid is crying, it's like I'm not gonna say I'm annoyed by the kid, but it's kind of annoying sometimes. I hate bothering people too.
Yeah, it's like they
So
probably trying
I
to
feel like,
sleep.
oh, it was everybody's tired. Almost everybody's tired. And by not trying to sleep, I'm trying to watch my show. This kid's not trying to sleep. Binta trying to take a little nap. And I'm like, all right. So now I gotta figure out I can't walk on that like the walkway because it's not the walkway ain't big. And going up and down on the walkway is kinda still annoying. It's still
Yeah, but I
bothering
feel like
people.
it helped you a little bit.
No, I had
No,
to
I'm
walk
saying
to the
when you went
bathroom.
downstairs. Yeah, you went downstairs.
Yeah, that's what I liked at that plane because of the
But it was
downstairs
not like
part.
just a regular bathroom. It's like they have stalls and stuff, and it looked like a little walkway.
Yeah, the
It was
bath. Yeah,
spacious.
it was not like, yeah, exactly. It was like multiple bathrooms, like it was like at least six bathrooms.
Yeah, but it was like you wouldn't even know that's the bathroom area.
Yeah,
That's
it
how
was
I
like
can
a chill
explain it.
spot.
It's not like when you go inside like an airport bathroom, okay, you know. It,
Yeah.
yeah, it's like a chill spot, and then they got bathrooms
Yeah,
inside.
bathroom there. Yeah, so I was there by the whole damn time.
But then they didn't want you to be there. They would be like, you can't stand there.
No, they didn't really
Oh, they
say
let
much.
you?
Yeah, they let me stand there.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, they did because it was just like they probably knew this guy was trying to
Yeah.
help other people pretty much, and
Right.
you know everybody was like saying hi to Bob, Bob just looking at everybody, smiling, waving at people, and then I'm out here like well, I pretty much was like the bathroom guide, like I'm out here standing there. Oh no, that one is being used. You can use that one, like pretty much guiding people. Okay, you know I'm standing with Bob, I'm chatting with this kid. I'm like Bob, can you please go to sleep? And he's just looking at me laughing. I'm like this kid is not gonna go to sleep today. So every time I think he's sleepy, I try to go up with him. We go to the seats, and he's gets up again. I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be a fun day.
And I remember your mom telling me, your mom and my mom telling me, yeah, don't take him. He's gonna make y'all tired. I ain't listen. I just wanted him to go there and meet all our family.
I understand
That was my
your
point.
intentions was pure, very
But
pure,
will
but
I
then
do it again?
my
And no.
the man them suffered the most, I guess, with
I mean,
that
I'm
one.
not gonna lie. You pulled through, babe. I could not have done it by myself.
Yeah, that
You
definitely
definitely
was
pulled.
like.
Even though my mom was there, like, it's not the same. I feel bad for you. She's older. Like,
You
no.
won't let her do what I had to do. Because I was like, pretty much that whole flight, I was standing. I should have got a discount.
But I'm not gonna lie, babe. He actually did okay compared to like there was another baby on the plane.
That was screaming a lot. That's
Yeah,
why
I
I'm
felt
there. I
bad.
didn't like that. That's the thing. So I didn't want him to be a reason for someone to be like, you know, God, that could, is that not a way of an evil eye? They could be hating on Bob if he was
I
doing.
don't know. I'm not a scholar, so I ask no question.
So I guess that's what was going on in my head. I don't want no evil eye towards him. Hence why I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take him with me downstairs to the bathroom. But you know what was one of
Wait, hold
them.
on. Let me just clarify this. I mean, hey, maybe that is a way someone could get evil eye.
I don't
Like, they
know.
could be like, oh, he's so handsome. Is that what you're thinking or what?
No, because if he's making so much noise, you know, disturbing people from their sleep, they're gonna be hating off of him. And some, you never know, somebody really needs that sleep and doesn't sleep, it's gonna be tight. You get what I mean? So that was my reasoning. And then another beautiful thing happened. That was like the first time he was going up and downstairs by him. He did like, yeah, I remember that. I was like, oh wow, I'm actually enjoying
At
this.
that time, he was like exactly one. No, he was not even one yet.
Yeah,
He could
but.
barely even walk.
Yeah, but it was that's what I'm saying. But he went up the stair, like he went up like two stairs, and I'm like, oh my God, yo, this is amazing. No wonder why I gotta come over here, you know? So and so that was very amazing. And then you know me, I was eavesdropping on the one of the thingies, and you
The
know,
whole.
the attendants, the flight
You
attendant.
listen to the conversations?
Yeah,
I don't
I
know.
was just interested. He was talking about their country and stuff like that. It was just a lot of
Oh.
interesting topics going on around. Like people come there to chat with each other, I guess. I guess that was like the break room, actually. You know what I'm saying? And he just was like, oh, you're here with your son. Oh my God, your son is so handsome. I'm like, but I don't want to hear from a man them to say my son is handsome. You know,
Bro,
a sister
what?
could call my son
Get out
handsome.
of here.
Now, we're not with that. You feel me, fam?
African men, bro, get
We
it
are
together.
very straight out here. We don't play that. You get? So don't tell me my son is handsome. If it was a sister, no problem. You can say it, but a boy, you can't call my son handsome. I'm playing. But yeah, so
Yeah, relatives
Alhamdulillah.
get that makes no
So I
sense.
pretty much that whole flight, Manzan was just standing that whole flight.
And then he took a few naps in between, so it was good.
But those
He
naps were
ate.
short,
Yeah, they were
cause it
short.
was mad uncomfortable for him to sleep.
Yeah, it
I
was
could see.
uncomfortable for me too. And then we had to feed him. Oh my, it was just like a whole bunch going on.
Yeah, but he was enjoying himself, cause that time he could stand up. So I had this kid standing too. I'm like, you know what? Since I'm standing, I'm gonna make sure you stand too, cause I'm tired. I thought that was gonna
I
work.
remember we would put him in the aisle and he would just start walking off like, brother, come back over here.
Yeah, that time he was understanding walking. He was in perfect. No, he was actually walking, babe.
Yeah, he was walking.
Yeah, he was walking at that time. He was
But
just not
the plane
fast.
is moving.
Huh?
The plane is moving.
Yeah, but he was walking. Yeah, 'cause you just said, yeah, he was walking at that time.
All right, so we end up getting off this flight to Germany.
Finally.
Alhamdulillah, it was like 6 hours.
No. What? For me? No, it was more than six, like 8, 9 hours.
But then when we got to Germany, it was actually like before Fajr for them. It was so cold that over there.
Yeah, I mean the airport was nice.
Yeah, but it was a lot of walking, a lot of security, a lot of TSA, a lot of walking. So we finally get there and it's time to almost get ready to pay Fajr. So we know we get everybody takes a bathroom break, get a little bit cleaned up, and we get ready to pray Fajr, right?
I had to do a lot of diaper changing. I don't remember that part. Girl, I hate doing diaper changing.
It's
My
not
diaper.
that I don't. I hate doing. I hate at that point in that point in my life. I hated doing diaper changes in places that are tight. You
Girl,
know what
I
I'm
had to.
saying?
Yeah, and I had to do those diaper
Cause
changing.
boss kicking me like, bruh.
And that was like the worst day because the boy's stomach, I think it was running. So I'm like,
Yay!
Yente.
I don't know what's going on, Muhammad.
Well, that's why I'm a lover. You know, that should have been a sign.
Right.
Because his stomach was running. I'm like, oh God. And he was throwing. Yeah, because he was like, yeah, he was a baby, so
Yeah,
you
he was
know,
like burping the milk
burping
and
the
stuff.
milk and
Yeah.
stuff. I'm like, yeah.
Alhamdulillah, my boy, he was comfortable. He had his swimsuit. You know,
Yeah.
when you go off a flight and it's like, you look mad ashy. We all look mad ashy.
And remember we had one of the blankets we placed it down so we could like Bob could take a little nap.
Yes, like,
Oh yeah, that was not gonna
I
work.
don't know. I would never ever go on another flight with a baby, bro. It's forget about family vacations. We gonna go on family vacations when they actually could remember that joint.
Exactly. I mean, it's still remember he's gonna remember it because we
He's
got the
not gonna.
videos and the
Nah, he's not.
pictures.
He's not.
He's not gonna remember
He's not, bro.
it, but
It was free flight for him and free everything, but it was not worth the
it was
trauma.
a def oh yeah, it was free. You right.
Under two was free.
That we're gonna take another flight.
He's about to turn two. Are you planning on going anywhere?
I don't know where I'm going, but I've gotta do something because it's free. I don't have to pay for this ticket.
Yeah, okay. Just don't bring me along. I'm good on
I
that. Yeah,
mean, I guess it's gonna be a father-son trip.
that's good. I love that. I can have some peace to myself.
Yeah, don't worry, we're just gonna be away for a day and come back.
That's good.
Okay.
Anyway, so we get to Germany and all right, we pray
Frankfurt,
Fajr. Yeah,
exact.
Frankfurt, Germany.
Frankfurt,
And
yes.
they fake races over there. I ain't gonna lie, but hey, let me not say nothing. They let me through their border. No,
Oh, we gonna get canceled. They're not gonna let us in no more.
nah.
Frankfurt, I ain't say
I
that. I
feel like
love you
any like the
guys.
European countries, they really like look down on Africans.
Yeah.
I feel like that, bro.
But you don't think that. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that.
Yeah, I
You
feel
don't
like.
see now one black person working in the airports. Barely,
No, there was a black person.
but barely,
Yeah,
bro.
because I
You see over
was.
here in New York, it's like more TSA, half of them is black. It's like a good ratio.
Yeah, but maybe because the majority of the people that's there living there are Chibabun, white
Still, it
people.
don't make me feel comfortable, so.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of them were white, but they were black people because
Yeah, but
I
they were
like.
pretty nice. I'm not gonna say like they were mean. They let us through, so it was fun.
Yeah, they wasn't. Yeah, they wasn't. They was cool.
It's so annoying. Like every country you go to, you literally have to pass another border.
Yeah, yo, yeah.
So no, you gotta show your passport again and do all this type of stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah,
because I
I
mean,
mean,
because
because
maybe
maybe
they
they
don't
don't
know
know
where
where
you're
you're
coming
coming
from,
from. Yeah, I
or.
think the only place I didn't have to do that was for Brussels, because it's like the same.
Yeah, they're
Yeah,
pretty
pretty
much the
much the same.
same.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyways, we get there, we take a long nap, because you know our flight to Brussels now, well, what we thought.
Well, the flight was like at 11 o'clock, and we arrived at Frankfurt like around 4 a.m. Yeah, so the layover was about, I'm thinking like 4 to 5 hours that we had to wait, right? Yeah, so Alhamdulillah. And you know, like Ba don't even sleep up a lot, so I'm trying to get this kid to sleep, and we just roaming around the whole place. We found a nice corner and
It
whatnot.
was so cold though, bro.
Yeah, but yeah. You,
I
what were
mean,
you?
you
You
had your
had
sweater thing that you was covering
yeah, but yourself
it's
with, right?
like, dang, y'all don't got no heaters up in here?
Yeah, I woke
I
up. I don't know what
was
time.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
it
was
was
very
very
cold
cold
that
that day,
day,
to
to
be
be
honest.
honest.
But
But
and
and
plus,
plus,
it
it
was
was
wooden
wooden
all.
all.
It
It
was
was
like
like
the
the
middle
middle
of
of
the
the
night.
night.
It
So
was
you know
just
the middle of
cold.
the night
You
was
know what
just
I mean?
cold. You know what I mean?
But
But the what do you, we're not standing outside. We're in the airport, international airport. You guys should have a heater.
in
In
the
the airport?
airport,
Yeah.
you think, right?
Are you kidding me?
Bro,
Bro,
that's
that's a
a
big
big
airport.
airport.
Are you kidding me, babe?
Do you know how much power that
Go to
takes?
JFK in the wintertime,
It's
please.
not warm.
Bro, are you okay? Yeah,
Babe,
we know you.
we came
We
from
know who
Gambia.
doesn't travel. We
No,
know
we
who
came.
doesn't
Listen,
travel.
listen. When we
Came
came
back
back from
from
Gambia,
Gambia,
we
we
came
came
during
during
the
the wintertime.
wintertime.
I
I
remember
remember
that.
that.
The airport was not cold though. Outside was cold.
It wasn't freezing
Right,
cold, but
but
it was
still
still
cold
cold
inside
inside
the
the airport.
airport. Nah, I don't remember that.
You
Brussels
don't remember.
airport was not cold. Nah, I ain't jacking it. You don't travel, so it's okay.
Sweetheart,
Sweetheart,
let's
let's get
can
and
get
get
and
and
get.
get.
We
We
didn't
didn't
do
do
the
the
same
same
amount
amount
of
of
traveling.
traveling.
If
If
I didn't do
no,
a little bit
I
more
did
than
more
you,
than you,
no,
actually.
you did not, sweetheart. We
Both
both
did
did
the
the
same.
same
Well,
amount of
I
traveling.
did more than you.
Babe, what you
Babe,
do?
what
You
you
went
do?
to
What
Dubai. You
you
went
went
to
to
Gambia.
Gambia.
Where else?
That's
That's
the
the
only
only ones
ones
you
you
went
went
before me.
Minnesota.
Okay.
How
I
about
went
you?
to
Tanzania.
huh? Kilgar. I'm gonna have money to Tanzania stuff like Tanzania. You ain't gonna know Tanzania, but
I
anyway.
still want to more places than you. I went to Senegal.
I've been there. But you probably passed by Senegal. You didn't go inside
I
Senegal.
was there for 2 weeks. Senegal, I went there
Oh,
for
you was
two
going into
weeks.
Senegal. What was you doing?
None of your business. Sir.
Oh yeah, you're right. You was
That's
in
how you know you didn't
Senegal.
even travel.
No,
That's
no,
how
no,
you
no, no.
know.
You're right, you're right. I remember, I remember.
But
But
what
what
was you
was you
saying?
saying?
Yeah,
Yeah,
so
so
where else did I go?
no,
No,
no, no,
not
not
about
about
where
where
you
you went.
went.
We're
I'm
talking
talking
about
about
we're talking about we're
we go
going
back
back
to
to
the
the
toilet.
toilet.
So
So
we
we
in
in
the
the
airport,
airport,
we
we're
found a
found a
little
little
nice
corner.
corner.
You know, everybody gets to take their little nappy naps. You know, Bao that decided to be fully awake that time. I'm like, this kid is gonna it's gonna be the death of me over here on this trip. You know what I'm saying? But alhamdulillah, he finally got tired. Binta grabbed him from me and I got to take my little nap. You know, man, them slept good in the corner moose. Right? I went to my little corner and I knocked out. I was like, keep this kid away from me for now and let me sleep. So anyways, you know, so before everything we made sure to give Binta, like, because it was a lot of us. So Binta had all of the passports and all of the tickets, you know I'm saying? Because as we know, she's the more responsible in these situations, I guess. So she had all of ours, because like I said, it was many of us. And then you know, we take our nap and whatever, and now it's time to go. So on the ticket, the time said I think it said 11:30, right, babe? 11:30. Yeah. So we're like, all right, now we get to the check-in lady. You know, greet. Oh, of course, there was a line, but the blessing of a kid, we get to skip everybody, which is alhamdulillah. I ain't gonna lie, that was my favorite part. That we just see, you see a long line, and then they just see
We obviously
by.
have to wait for like military people.
Yeah, the more big guys, but we're second big guys, you know, which I really enjoyed. That was my favorite part. I'm like, yeah, I'm just walking by people like, yep, this long line, we don't need to wait. So alhamdulillah, now we reach the lady, you know, now it's time for the kids check-in. I think that's what they call it, the kids, right? Is it kids check-in or whatnot? I don't know what they call it.
Family with young
What a kid.
children.
Yeah. So boom. They like, oh, so they call. So now we go. Right? Now we give the lady the tickets and boom. She's like, boop, 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 boop. You can't go. You can't cross. Like, what? One of the tickets went boop. Nope, you can't cross.
It says something like, it said when the lady read the boarding pass on the screen and reflected back and said, this person has missed their flight.
Oh my God. Until the next episode, inshallah, we will continue this story. Yep.
Somebody didn't make it on a flight.
Yo, somebody,
But we already got separated in the beginning. Two people already left us from the beginning of the trip.
yeah, and
Now
now
we
we
about to
get
lose
to
somebody else.
now we about to lose someone else. Tune into the next episode to know what happened, who it was that pretty much got left behind. So inshallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, my dear sisters.
Inshallah, till the next
And
episode.
don't forget, this is only Africa Part 1.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories about this African, the trip to Gambia.
And this is why, guys, I say I have traveler's anxiety.
It's a lot.
Something almost goes wrong.
Yeah, thank you. But inshallah, alhamdulillah,
Alhamdulillah.
ala kulli hal. All right, brothers, take care and be safe.
And
Remember,
sisters.
yeah, brothers and sisters, Allah's watching you. Always. All right,
Goodbye.
assalamu alaikum.